Hi everyone, my name is Emily Mitchell and I'm a medical student, and I will be reading a letter that I wrote to the donor over the course of our year together. Oh, and you can follow along on page 12, I believe. Dearest stranger, I know very little about you. I know how many decades you lived, when your heart stopped beating, and why. But I don't know your name or your hometown or where you lived or how you spent your days or who you loved or who you hurt or what your eyes saw in the years you passed on this earth. Yet I do know that the human body, your body, is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Did you know that you are beautiful on the inside? Did you know that you, your body, your truest home, is something that you should be so proud of? That every day, every moment, it completed tasks, capturing energy, creating life, carrying the weight of your being, as you tried to make meaning and find a purpose and live right. Maybe you were one of the fortunate ones to realize this while you were still alive, but if not, I send you this missive now, wherever you might be. You are truly, breathtakingly, unbelievably beautiful. Did you know that your body fits together like a puzzle? Every organ, every vessel, every nerve nestled in just where it seems to belong. Nestled like a puzzle, yet it's a puzzle with no clear corners. Everything fluid, connected, flowing, blood flowing, ions flowing into something so much greater than the sum of the parts, so much beyond any sum that we can imagine, any system we can understand, any functioning we can consciously grasp. Did you know that for all the effort and searching and trying you may have done in life to prove and improve, you only needed to look inside and realize how extraordinary you are? That this great barrier of skin, which so reliably separates us from each other, at the same time contains magnitudes, our magnitude, the magnitude and glory that is any individual being, that is each of us, that is you. We spent many hours together in a fluorescently lit room abuzz with 80 medical students. On the far wall of the room was a row of windows looking out onto a forest. The forest changed with the seasons, as we all tend to do. On one of our days together, as fresh leaves were just starting to emerge on the trees outside, I did something sacred. I removed your heart from its place in your chest. We use terms like stealing or ripping out someone's heart more commonly to poetically describe our human experience with love. But this was real. In my hands, I cradled a swirl of muscle that propelled you through more than 80 years of life. It was so profoundly beautiful, it was enough to make my own heart change its rhythm. The decades tucked in just behind your sternum, vulnerably close to the outside world, sending regular jolts of ions across cells to contract and propel blood and oxygen that somehow adds up to life through the branching arteries of you, a living creature. A creature who likely loved and hurt and tried and failed and worked and wept, all while this little organ beat for you, witnessing it all. Every second, every minute, every day for over 80 years. Was there anything more dependable in your life? On another of our days together, when the forest was lush and green with late summer leaves, I stared at one of your nerves, a rather important nerve, and thought about the chemicals that it carried to your brain that allowed you to perceive the world around you. So much carried in such a thin string, no bigger than a headphone cable that carries mysterious, magical music to the brain. Can you believe that the world turns on these strings? Can you believe that we spend so much time, energy, money, emotion on controlling the jolts that traverse this structure? Can you believe that the musical chemicals in this cord allowed you to feel pain and pleasure? What did you do with the feelings that this nerve produced? How did they alter your mood, your experience, your behavior in this world? Did it make you happy, relieve tension, make you uncomfortable, resentful? the motions that this nerve produced in you, did you pass them on to those around you? How did this tiny string influence the actions you took and the people who journeyed with you? As I tried to grasp the complexity of this minuscule yet powerful structure in front of me, I remembered a poem that I saw painted on a wall in an art museum years ago. Scattered matter brought to a known density with the weight of the world. Can you believe that that's really all that we come down to? A collection of matter, unbelievably organized by some unknown force, into a beautifully resilient, fragile, perceiving machine, tethered to the earth by physical and emotional gravity. On our last day together, the leaves outside the far wall were turning yellow, and for a moment, I held your hand. It was neither a private nor a long moment. The usual hubbub of students, chatter, movement, and teaching filling up the space all around us. But as others' gazes were directed elsewhere, together we stood, holding hands for a few brief seconds. And I wondered whose was the last hand you felt in yours, and if mine was the last that would know your contours. Though brief, I hope that the sincerity of my touch was somehow conveyed to you in some small, energetic ripple through the universe, that somehow my gratitude reached you wherever you are now. I hope that you felt the depth of my appreciation for allowing me to see the depths of you that were never seen by the ones who gave you life, the ones who traveled through your life beside you, the one who knew your life best, you. Thank you for letting me see how beautiful you are, and in doing so, how beautiful I am, how beautiful we all are. Thank you for making the most sacred of donations.